Hello there, this is Vlad Mazik, and thank you for downloading Vladcast number 5. This week, just like every second week of the month, we're going to be looking at some of the issues that come up during the Microsoft Patch Day. Thankfully, this week was pretty quiet, not a lot of issues, because we were able to mitigate some of those DNS server exploits and so on and so forth. So it's been a pretty stable month as far as Microsoft servers are concerned. But what we're all really talking about in the news groups is the WSUS issue. First of all, it appears the WSUS 3.0 fixes a lot of the issues that people had with the Windows service, service host.exe file. Now, if you're running SBS R2, running all, obviously, Windows Software Update Services 2.0, you're going to notice that there's a new client available out there. Susan Bradley has written a number of things on it, but apparently if you install KB Article 927891 patch and then install this new WSUS client, the little issue where the service spikes to 100% for about 90 seconds or so seems to have been solved. So, knock on wood, good month for Microsoft, good month for us maintaining these SBS systems. So check out WSUS and I guess get to patching. In terms of what else has been a really big subject of discussion in the community, it's got to be the SBS migration conference towards the end of the month. You still got a few weeks to get down there, so probably about 2 weeks to be honest. I just checked Travelocity. There are still plenty of cheap flights to go to New Orleans for the Memorial Day weekend. So if you're in for a conference, this is probably the best one you're going to be able to attend this year, and definitely the cheapest. It's going to be less than a grand when you tile up the hotel and the $300 conference fee and all the other good stuff. So check out SBS Migration. It's a very unique conference, not your usual death by PowerPoint and salespeople posing as presenters. This is going to be very much an interactive disaster recovery conference. We're talking panels with multiple people leading the discussion and basically interacting with the audience. And the best way to learn an SMB is to team up with your peers, find out what they're doing, tell them what you're doing, and find a better way. Because sometimes we do live and work in a vacuum. So you got a grand and you got something to learn, make your way down to New Orleans for the SBS Migration Conference. Now, aside from that, the big news of the week certainly surrounded both on the good and the bad side, the Longhorn server. First off, it got a name, so that's a positive thing. They're admitting it's going to happen next year. The name will be Microsoft Windows Server 2008. Now, on the bad side, it seems that they are starting to trim things off the beast in order to make it ship. So all the cool features that were promised in terms of virtualization and so on and so forth, unfortunately, will not be making the release. So sad to say it, but there's a lot of stuff that goes into these releases, a lot of work that goes into releasing a huge operating system, and sometimes you're going to make sacrifices to ship a quality product. So for what it's worth, I hope to release a great product, and I look forward to seeing Longhorn, the improvements in IIS 7 that were promised last year and that are in the beta now are just phenomenal. So a lot of us are looking forward to it. Now, I know you're thinking, all right, Longhorn, long time down the road, not going to have to think about it for a while. I'm really interested in SBS because that's where my customers are. If you're a large SBSer, you have a lot of SBS boxes out there, the Cougar team, which is the code name for new SBS, is looking for people to join its beta program. So if you're active in the community, if you're active in your SBS group, contact your SBS group leader and ask to be added to the beta. This is a very small group. It's not going to be a large-scale beta. So if you're really serious about SBS and really want to contribute some of your time to find some of the bugs and fix them, please ask your SBS group leader for an invitation. Don't email me. I'll delete your email. Now, in terms of what else is going on, I've mentioned this in a previous Vladcast. A friend of mine has actually released a book, and I'm kind of curious if there's more to life than just work, especially in the SMB world. So I discussed this book. I discussed the friend of mine that launched it and that wrote it. So he was very kind to send me a free copy, but my bookshelf is full. So I figured, let me do a little giveaway here. So for the let's say over the next 2 or 3 days, log in and post under the blog post for this podcast your reasoning for why you'd want to read such a book. What's the appeal? I really am curious as to what the SMB world thinks about a self-help book. Why would you want to read it, assuming you haven't read it already? So we'll pick a winner next week, announce it on the podcast, and thank you so much. Have a wonderful weekend, and I hope you learned something. You love the sound of my voice.
Oh, yes.